This hour, the podcast is exclusively sponsored by my good friends at Advantage Gold. Advantage Gold is a five-star rated gold company with one-of-a-kind customer service. And when it comes to gold and precious metals, Advantage Gold is the only company I'll work with. Call Advantage Gold today and make sure you let them know that Mark Levin sent you. And now, let's begin.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. First of all, can I help some of the so-called reporters and correspondents and commentators here? Going to Nikki Haley supporters, all seven of them, and saying to them, will you vote for Trump if Haley's not the nominee? No, I'll never vote for Trump. When Reagan was running in 1980 with multiple opponents, including George Bush, they didn't go up to Bush supporters and everybody else and say, well, if Ronald Reagan's the nominee, will you vote for him? You know why? Because when you're in primary fights, the voters for one candidate or another, they'll say, no, I won't, because the battle's not over. So the question is sophomoric. The question is based on inexperience. The question is based on pushing a point of view or an answer rather than reality. You don't hear what I'm saying to you now, that most of the Republicans will come home. There will be the holdouts. There will be the holdouts. We know who they are. But I want you to listen to, by the way, big-time guest at the bottom of the hour. You're not going to want to miss it. It's a great surprise. Hello. I've never misled you. Bottom of the hour. Jennifer Palmieri, former Hillary Director of Communication. She was on MSLSD today, probably fighting for space with Nikki Haley. Listen to this. Cut 7, go.
She's never going to be become the Republican nominee, but as long as she stays in, she's helping Joe Biden. You know,
now, there you go. Even the Democrats know this, and they're not hiding. As long as she stays in, she's helping Joe Biden and the Democrats. It's my contention, based on what I see and hear, that Nikki Haley is, in fact, trying to sabotage Donald Trump. And it is my contention that that's the avenue she sees towards 2028. I hope it forever cripples any potential candidacy that she may have. God knows I'll be leading that fight. But that's what she's about. She is out to sabotage Trump. And she's not doing it because of some righteous reason other than a self-righteous one. She's not doing it because she wants to give the voters an opportunity to vote. They are voting. And they're voting against her, even in open primaries. She's not doing it because she's some kind of little D Democrat or David versus Goliath. She's doing it because she's an egomaniac. I saw one voter interviewed by Bill Malusion on Fox. She's from Maine. She voted in Maine, but she was visiting in South Carolina. And he asked her, would you vote for Donald Trump if Haley loses? And she said, no, no, I won't do that. I won't do that. Mm-hmm. So people who are voting for Nikki Haley, many of them prefer Joe Biden. People who are voting for Nikki Haley, many of them, obviously, are also in favor of sabotaging Trump. But that said, most of them will come home. But here's the question. She says, I'm for Nikki Haley because she supports what I support. She's a strong woman. And she was a great governor. And so my follow-up question would have been, how so? Name three things she did as governor. And she would have been utterly perplexed with a constipated look on her face. In Nikki Haley, they're creating an impression. That is the media. Nikki Haley, they're creating a feeling, an emotion. Notice, not during any of the interviews, on friendly media or Democrat Party media, do they ever question her record as governor? Do they ever discuss her record as governor? Nothing, absolutely nothing of substance. Because they don't want to pierce that veil that they've created. So there's no reason for Nikki Haley to be in the race other than to sabotage Trump. And she's already said, as her friends at the Wall Street Journal and Summit National Review have said, and elsewhere, she could be prophetic, not pathetic, although that's how I view it, prophetic, you see, because if the Republicans lose in 2024 with Trump, Nikki warned us, but Nikki is plotting to do exactly that. She might endorse Trump when she's done, but she's already done the damage. The cancerous poison has already been spewed in a race that's going nowhere. Now, she could do well in some of these states. And we're going to be here covering it live because some of the states close at 7 p.m. Eastern, Vermont, Virginia, North Carolina. There's a lot of liberal Republicans in Virginia, certainly in Vermont. 8 p.m. Eastern, you've got Alabama, Maine, Massachusetts, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Arkansas. So you've got Maine and Massachusetts. Who knows? Could do a little better there. At 9 p.m., you've got Colorado, where half the registered voters are independents. And then 11 p.m., you have California, Utah, and Alaska. So you do have that. Imagine the amount of free media that Nikki Haley's gotten from the corporate media, the big platforms. Imagine. I want to tell you something else. This State of the Union speech that Biden will give on Thursday, and we'll cover it here, will be one of the most hideous, nasty, hateful, demagogic propaganda operations we've ever seen. Joe Biden is desperate. And when Joe Biden is desperate, he'll do anything and everything for power. When he got elected in 1972 and 1973, entered the Senate, he embraced the racist segregationists. The two senators from Mississippi, the senator from West Virginia, and even George Wallace, who later embraced him, they all embraced him. And he wasn't just sort of walking around. He was, in fact, one of the leaders of the anti-public school integration movements. Something, again, that Mr. Democracy never wants to talk about as he rewrites his history. Joe Biden is the, by far now, the most anti-Semitic president in American history. And that's not easy. He's outdone Obama, and before him, he's outdone Franklin Roosevelt. But every day that goes by, Joe Biden and his comrade Blinken and the rest of them keep issuing executive orders, punishments, investigations, threats against the state of Israel. The Biden administration has become the worst ally, the worst partner Israel's ever had. And but for the fact that they are desperate for munitions, because now they're not only fighting Hamas, but Hezbollah, because, as was pointed out on my Saturday show, Iran is going for nukes. Iran's going to get nukes. And the only country that has the courage to stop them is Israel, not Joe Biden. They're bogging down Israel. The October 7 attack was intentional. The timing of it was intentional. It was ordered by Iran, as is now Hezbollah firing hundreds of missiles into Israel. You don't even hear about this. Hundreds of missiles into Israel. And I want to remind you, because I'm the only one mentioning this, and when it happens, you're going to hear, like I said, no, they never say. Not on TV or radio. They're always behind the curve. Not all, but most. IAEA chief, I keep bringing it up. That's the UN. We have lost track of the Iran nuke progress. They've been cut out. IAEA chief Grassi has expressed growing concern of Iran's nuclear safety protocols in place. He told the IAEA Board of Governors of the UN concerning Iran's nuclear advancement that the agency has lost continuity of knowledge about the production and inventory of centrifuges, rotors, bellows, heavy water, and uranium ore concentrate. So they've lost control over that which is necessary to make nuclear weapons and to launch them. What is Joe Biden going to say about that in his State of the Union address? Nothing. It is 3 years since Iran stopped provisionally applying its additional protocol, and therefore it also 3 years since the agency was able to conduct complementary access in Iran. Next, he referred to a recent Iranian nuclear official who said that all aspects of the nuclear weapons cycle are complete, that the only obstacle to Tehran producing a nuclear weapon is the political decision to do so. Not only do I believe, as Mr. Greenway said on my program Saturday, that the attack on October 7 and now Hezbollah and all the rest of it going on was a plot by Iran to take attention off its nuclear weapons, but I believe that Joe Biden knows it. Now, why that? Because my next theory is this. It's more reality. I just reason things. Why would Iran, Mr. Producer, water down the nuclear capacity of the uranium it's producing? Why would they do that? Now, they can jack it back up in a matter of weeks. Why would they do that, America? Because they want Biden reelected. They want Biden reelected before they test their nukes. And if Biden gets reelected, as soon as he gets reelected, they will test their nukes. You understand what I'm saying? Folks, I'm telling you what's going on. It's just a matter of analysis, of using your brains, breaking things down. My brain works a little differently than most. Good, bad, and different. And so the attack on October 7 was timed. The Hezbollah missile attacks are timed. The Houthi attacks are timed to bog down Israel. And unbelievably, it's almost unimaginable, the position, the official position of the United States through the executive branch is to attack Israel in every way possible, short of attacking it militarily, to undermine its government, to undermine its relationship with other Arab countries and European countries, to demand that it stand down and surrender, which would be a catastrophe, to demand a two-state solution, a final solution where you have a Palestinian terror state right on its border taking over Judea and Samaria, which is the ancestral home of the Jews. Biden's playing right into Iran's hands, purposely, because he has people around him and had people around him who, in fact, are pro-Iran and anti-American in our own government. And we have the River to the Sea crowd, Hamas. CARE is a front group for Hamas. Students for Justice in Palestine is another front group for Hamas. Dearbornistan, Michigan is loaded with Hamas supporters, imams who support the extermination of Jews and the elimination of the State of Israel. This has become part of the Democrat Party base. And Biden will do anything to keep that base because he'll do anything to hold on to power. Put a president in prison. Turn on Israel and support evil. Open borders. And he's going to do all this Thursday night. He's going to lie to you repeatedly. He's going to infuriate you. He's going to make at least suppositions about Hitler, about dictatorships, about the destruction of democracy. That's not what a State of the Union address is supposed to be about. He will complain about Republicans and a bipartisan piece of legislation, and if only they supported it, the border would be secure. He's going to tell you how fantastic your lives are, the economy, gasoline prices, food prices, inflation. He's going to lie and lie and lie and cherry pick the information. That's what's going to happen. It'll be a campaign speech. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Our once mighty dollar is under siege from runaway inflation. For those still working, your paychecks buy less while costs for gas, food, cars, utilities skyrocket thanks to inflation. That's why I'm urging all my listeners to register for the upcoming Gold and Silver Summit hosted by our friends at Advantage Gold. It's a fantastic seminar. They'll teach you how to take steps to help guard your wealth from inflation using asset diversification into physical precious metals. Gold and silver hold intrinsic value that should remain untouched by government manipulation. Folks, don't wait for the Fed's reckless policies to completely devalue the dollar and steal your life savings. Call now while free registration is open. I'm telling you, this is a fantastic seminar. Call 800-900-8000 right now. The Gold and Silver Summit could provide the vital insights we need to protect our families. 800-900-8000. Tell them Mark Levin sent you. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional. At this point, a vote for Nikki Haley is a vote for Joe Biden. They love her in the race. The Democrats are funding her race. So if you vote for her, you're not just throwing away your vote. You're doing more than that. You're giving motivation and inspiration to Biden and his campaign and to the media. And at 7 p.m. Eastern, Vermont, Virginia, North Carolina, 7:30 in North Carolina, your polls close. So in Virginia and Vermont, where you can hear me, I want you to keep that in mind. That a vote for Nikki Haley is a vote for the Democrat radical establishment. That's why they're funding her campaign. That's why she's running. That's why she's making increasingly bizarre and really outrageous statements. And she's created a situation where people can basically pour their own or project their own views on top of her because she hasn't said anything. The people voting for her can't tell me three things she did as governor. But she's not Trump. That's the problem. Trump is a very successful four-year president. He's going to be the nominee. At this point, all you're doing is helping Biden and the Democrats. When you go in there and you vote for Nikki Haley, you're voting for Joe Biden. That's what you're doing. And we have a special guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. I don't think you're going to want to miss this guest. But I just say this to people in Vermont, in Virginia, North Carolina, you're up at 7:30. And we'll keep track of the states that close at 8 p.m. These are all Eastern times. And we'll be right back. Fellow patriots, America is now $34 trillion in debt, and it's climbing higher as we speak. This is not sustainable, and this debt could be putting every American's retirement at risk. You need to put a plan in place, and I know just the right people to help you. You should consider the top-rated gold company, Advantage Gold, to help you take steps to protect your wealth. They're hosting a free online investment seminar called the Gold and Silver Summit, where they will help you plan for what could be the worst recession of our lifetime. This is serious, folks. You need a plan, and the amazing people at Advantage Gold can help. Just give them a call. It's painless. 800-900-8000. Sign up for this free online event. The number is easy. Just call 800-900-8000. Mention my name, Mark Levin, to claim exclusive bonuses. Call 800-900-8000. Get registered for this free online investment seminar right now. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professionals.
Mark Levin, the thunder on the right. Call in now, 877-381-3811.
President Donald Trump, welcome to the program. How are you feeling about tonight's vote, sir?
Well, I hope it's going to be good. I'm hearing good things. I hear that somebody said they're all red hats out there, so that's usually a good sign. And hopefully we can do very well tonight. I hope so.
You know, we have voters right now, Mr. President. They're in their cars in Virginia and Vermont. The polls are going to close in about 25 minutes in those states, and in North Carolina in about an hour. What do you want to tell those voters, some of whom are not sure whether they should vote? They're on the fence. They're thinking of Nikki Haley. What do you want to tell those folks?
Well, I want to say very simply that, you know, we have a theme. It's called Make America Great Again. We've never had a worse president. You know that better than anybody. The worst we've ever had by far, in my opinion. He's a danger because he can't put two sentences together. And yet we're dealing in a world with nuclear weapons and some very smart people that are controlling those nuclear weapons. We have to make our country strong. We have to close our borders. We have to bring back our economy, because outside of the stock market, which a lot of people say that's a lot because of me. If you look, when my poll numbers go up, the stock market goes up, and the poll numbers have been going up a lot. But we have a bad economy. We have inflation that's absolutely destroyed the middle class. You take a look at what's happened with the middle class, where we have probably 42, 43% inflation. So no matter what they've made, they're way behind what they should be. And we have a military that needed help. I got it help. We had the biggest embarrassment of the, in my opinion, in the history of our country with Afghanistan, the way that was done. It was a complete surrender. We left $85 billion worth of equipment behind. These are all things I have to say. By the way, dead soldiers, hostages behind. You take a look at what happened. That was the worst event, I think, and most embarrassing event in the history of our country. And because of that, Russia went in. This would have never happened to Ukraine. It would have never happened. You and I have talked about it a lot. Zero chance. And Israel was attacked. Zero chance. You know, Iran was broke under me. I said to 44 countries, you buy oil from them, you don't do business with the United States. That included China. Nobody bought oil. Iran was broke. They had no money for Hamas. They had no money for anything, for Hezbollah. No instruments of terror. They didn't have any money. They were broke. And none of these things would have happened. We wouldn't have had inflation because I kept energy at $40 a barrel. I kept it low. It went up right after me because of their stupid policies. It went up to $100 a barrel. And what we're going to do is we're going to bring it back. We're going to close the border. We're going to drill, baby, drill. We're going to get inflation down. We're going to cut into that 40%. And we're going to have an economy again, and we're going to be respected again, because right now we're not respected anywhere in the world. We're laughed at. It's a joke. And we were, 3 years ago, we were respected as much or more than we were ever respected as a country before. So we're going to do those things, and we're going to make America great again, Mark.
You know, Mr. President, one of the most vile campaigns, and you called them out a long time ago, are the media campaigns against you. They bring on these people who say the most vile things over and over and over again. I mean, their audiences are fairly small. But still, it's just endless propaganda. Some of these people used to work for you. Some of these people used to cheer you on. I mean, what do you make of these people? The references to Hitler and dictator. I go, my God, what the hell is wrong with these people?
Well, I have to say, mostly good people. But I've had people that left and they said, he's the greatest president. There'll never be a greater president. And 2 months later, they're working for a CNN or ABC in a couple of cases. And they're spewing a lot of nonsense and not nice things, and they're bought off. And that happens even, you know, during the administration, where people leave. A certain person I know went to CNN, very positive, very good, refused to do what they wanted him to do, and they kept him silent for 2 years, and then ultimately he was released, but he refused to do it. I have a lot of respect. We have a lot of people like that. But he refused to do, because they only wanted him to say bad stuff, and he wouldn't do that. He said, no, I'm going to be honest. I'll say bad if it's appropriate, but only I have to be honest. And he had nothing bad to say. So they kept him under contract. They kept him silent. Very important guy. And there are others like that. The media is fake, and it's rigged. And our borders are a disaster, and our elections are horrible. What's happening in our elections? You know, we used to have one-day elections. We used to have paper ballots the old days. There's never been elections like what we have. These are third-world elections. So we don't have borders. We don't have elections. You don't have a country, Mark.
You know, Mr. President, they have their lawyers in the states now trying to change the election laws, trying to make sure that voter ID isn't passed. You have the attorney general running around saying voter ID laws are racist, on and on and on. Then they do these things. You call them out. Other people call them out. They have consequences. And then they say you're an election denier. Meanwhile, we have this guy Raskin, who's a Marxist. His dad was a Marxist. And I'll stand by that. I've tried to get him on the program. He's a coward. And he's going around trying to figure out every way possible to prevent you from being president. Notice he is on every network. They give him a floor on every network. He's an election denier. He's a constitutional illiterate. And this is how the media promote this stuff, isn't it? They take these Democrats and they keep promoting them.
Well, it's true. And I know him and I see him. And he's been fighting me for 7 years. He fought me all the way. And they failed with impeachment, the impeachment hoaxes, two hoaxes that turned out to be where I was 100% right. How about the perfect phone call that 2 months later they said, you know, Trump was 100% right. He called to Ukraine. These are bad people. They're losers. They are losers, but they're bad people. And if they devoted the same brain power to making America great again, it would go a long way. But they don't do that. They almost hate our country, I guess. I mean, there's something missing there. Mm-hmm. But they've been fighting me for years, and we've been doing very well. But it is so negative for this country. And I don't think, look, other countries have difficulties, they have problems. Some have probably similar problems. But generally speaking, when you are trying to save a country, because this country is in trouble, you know that better than anybody. You write books on it, and you know it better than this country is in real trouble. I think, you know, I've been saying over the last couple of weeks, when I won in 2016, I used to go around saying that was the most important election ever, and I meant it. The most important election ever is coming up, 2024. I think the most important day in the history of our country is going to be November 5th, which is election day. Now, you know it's election period, unfortunately. You know, you can go back and forward, and you don't know, some states go 44 days. And you can imagine what happens because we have very, very bad election procedures, very bad, very corrupt in many cases. But we have November 5th, and that's going to be the most important period of time. It's going to be the most important day, I think, in the history of our country, because if we don't win this election, I think our country might very well be finished. If you look at what's happening today, I heard, and I can't believe it's true, but I heard, and they have it on pretty good sources, that 300,000 people, migrants, were flown into our country. They were flown in, taken in by aircraft. 300,000.
I just read that.
And when you think about, no, that's worse than going across the border where you have to fight to get across. Mm-hmm. They're flying them in. This is Biden is flying 300,000 people in to our country. That's really bad. That's sick. And I actually didn't believe it for a period of time. Now it's being sourced out, and it looks like it's true. Think of that. So with all the things we do, you know, they say now we want border. All of a sudden, because he's losing so badly in the polls, he's starting to talk about border. And the only thing they do well is misinformation and disinformation. They'll start saying how great they were at the border, how great, great, great. And, you know, sadly, a lot of people forget, because it's still a period of time. 8 months is an eternity. We have 8 months to go. And 8 months in this world, and especially the way this country is now with the fascists and the communists and everybody else in there, 8 months is an eternity. But we're going to do it, and we have to do it. And if we don't do it, the country is finished. I really believe that, Mark.
It's the Daily Mail. Biden administration admits flying 320,000 migrants secretly into the U.S. to reduce the number of crossings at the border as national security vulnerabilities.
That?
It's the Daily Mail. If it's wrong, it's the Daily Mail, and that's what they're reporting right here.
It sounds like it's correct, because I heard it from a pretty smart group. They know what's happening, and even they couldn't believe it. Unbelievable.
Nikki Haley, you know, Mr. President, she starts out saying, I won't run if Trump runs. Then she decides to run, and she says, I'm not going to attack the man. I work for him, and it was an honor to work for him. Then she starts attacking you. Then she starts viciously attacking you. She's doing a good imitation of Chris Christie, even better. She is funded by the Democrats. She's promoted by the Democrats. And now she's like falling off the edge of the earth. What do you make of that?
Well, it's interesting because for 2.5 years, she said, I will never, ever run against this president. He was the greatest president in my lifetime. He was a great president. I will never run. And that went on for a couple of years. And that was nice. And I thought that was respectful, very nice. And then I started hearing that maybe she'll run. And then she announced that she's going to run. And at the beginning, she was very nice, very respectful. And then she's gone crazy. And I've never seen anything like it. She pulls up a piece of paper, which is false, tells a lot of false things. As an example, in every poll for the last, like, 90 days, 3 months, 4 months, I'm beating Biden by a lot. She's not beating Biden. And actually, when other people run, when you put in some of the other names that you see that we know and love so much, she gets killed. For some reason, she goes way down. But I'm the one that's beating him by so much. And she goes out and she's become really angry. And I think it's that she's just getting nowhere. Look, she took a big defeat in Iowa. She took a tremendous defeat in New Hampshire because all Democrats voted. You know, they were allowed. How about a Republican primary? One of the worst governors in the country, by the way, Sununu. How about a Republican primary where Democrats are allowed to vote? But you had that also in South Carolina, her place. And she got clobbered in South Carolina. So I've beaten her every time. You know, Iowa was a record. New Hampshire was a record. I got more votes than anybody that ever ran for office in New Hampshire, either party. In other words, including both parties. And, you know, those are some pretty storied names like John F. Kennedy and lots of others. I mean, I got more votes than anybody. And then Nevada was the same thing. We set a record. And we set a record in South Carolina. We set a record everywhere we've been. And she'll go out. I don't know if you remember the event in Iowa, the first one where DeSantis was in. And he actually came in second place. I was way out ahead, but he was a distant second. And the fight was for second place. And she came in third by, you know, a lot of votes, 4,000 votes. And she runs up on the stage and starts claiming victory. And he didn't know what hit him. He couldn't believe it. And that was a big deal. You know, who was going to come in second? And it was actually a very big deal psychologically. And I could just see this guy. He said, hey, we won. We came in second. And she's standing on stage claiming victory. Now, she's gone haywire. She hasn't lost too many elections, I guess. And she's getting nowhere. She's actually going down. Her numbers are going down. So, and she's a very angry person. So we'll see if she straightens out. Maybe she will.
I mean, when she says things like you're going to violate the Constitution, you were president for 4 years. You upheld the Constitution. Yeah. You defended the Constitution. You appointed constitutionalists to the court. When they talk about, and Biden's going to do it through his insane State of the Union, which is really the state of his, disastrous presidency.
It won't be well delivered. It'll be so badly delivered, it probably won't matter.
I think they'll pump
them
up.
Delivery is important also. You have to understand. You know, you understand that better than anybody speaking of delivery. You have great delivery. But delivery is somewhat important also, and I'm sure it won't be too good. We'll see what happens with him. But look, he's a threat to democracy. Number one, he's incompetent. And we're dealing with very smart leaders all over the world. And he can't deal with it. I know these people as well as I know you in some cases. And I will tell you, they're sharp. You know, the press always goes crazy when I say President Xi. Absolutely, he's very smart. Right. He's very tough. And they say, he called President Xi. Well, he runs 1.4 billion people with an iron fist. Yeah, I'd say he's smart. You know, you're not allowed to say anything nice about these guys. If you say they're smart, it's like, oh, no, what a terrible thing to say. But, you know, we have two sets of enemies. We have the enemies on the outside, which, you know, you say China, you say Russia, you say Kim Jong-un, you say North Korea. You say all the, and we have the enemies from within. And I actually believe the enemies from within are more dangerous. A smart president can handle China. We can handle Russia. We can handle everything. But these people are crazy. We have people from within. And you're the one person I can say this to because you know it better than I do. You are the one person. I actually think you know it better than me. And I'm, you know, I don't say that too often about things. But that's really a nice compliment. But I don't know if you like that compliment, though.
I love it.
But we have people from within who are very dangerous for our country. Yeah. And they're very good at misinformation and disinformation, slightly different, as you know. But they're very good at those two things. And That's what they're good at. Now they're starting the border. They're starting to say what a great job they did, you know, and everything else. But mm-hmm. this airplane thing today, I heard it. I said, oh, I knew I was going on your show. I said, I got to discuss this with Mark mm-hmm. tonight. So it's terrible. $300,000.
Well, Mr. President, let me just say this. The enemy from within. Jefferson talked about it. Lincoln talked about it. And you talk about it. Because you're right. This Republican will stand almost anything but a cancer, a poison from within that's eating at its institutions from within. And you know who else said it? One of the big communists from Italy, Gramsci. 120 years ago, he said, the way you defeat a country like America is you take it over mm-hmm. piece by piece, its culture piece by piece. Not from the outside. Mm. Not a revolution in your face. Just slowly take it over. And I feel that's what they're doing. That's why they hate you. That's why they want to destroy you. And this is what tyrants and totalitarians do. They project onto their opponents who they are and what they think. And I wish you well. The polls are going to start closing in 10 or 12 minutes. And I would encourage people in Virginia and Vermont, when you close at 7. I mean, if you vote for Nikki Haley, you're voting for Biden. That's the way I see it, Mr. President.
Well, the Democrats are funding her. That's where she's getting her money. And she's, you know, Gavin, I have a name for him, Gavin Newsom. So Gavin Newsom, because that's what he is, Gavin said that she's our best surrogate. In other words, for the Democrats. She's mm-hmm. better than anybody else. They're funding her. She's got no money from Republicans anymore. They're funding her. And perhaps that's why she's gone off the wagon. I've never seen, she got so angry. She's a bitter person. I never saw her as that.
Very angry.
But she's, you know, it's always nice to be winning because you don't tend to be so bitter that way. But we'll see what happens tonight. This is called Super Tuesday for a reason. It's super because a lot of states. And I think we're going to do really well, Mark. And I'll give you all the credit because you'll be my last call before those polls. So I'll give you all that credit. Okay, I'll say you're the reason.
Well, God bless you, Mr. President, and good luck. We're going to be watching.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, take care of yourself. He's hilarious. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Our once mighty dollar is under siege from runaway inflation. For those still working, your paychecks buy less while costs for gas, food, cars, utilities skyrocket thanks to inflation. That's why I'm urging all my listeners to register for the upcoming Gold and Silver Summit hosted by our friends at Advantage Gold. It's a fantastic seminar. They'll teach you how to take steps to help guard your wealth from inflation using asset diversification into physical precious metals. Gold and silver hold intrinsic value that should remain untouched by government manipulation. Folks, don't wait for the Fed's reckless policies to completely devalue the dollar and steal your life savings. Call now while free registration is open. I'm telling you, this is a fantastic seminar. Call 800-900-8000 right now. The Gold and Silver Summit could provide the vital insights we need to protect our families. 800-900-8000. Tell them Mark Levin sent you. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professionals. We'll talk a little bit about that interview top of the next hour. Lots more when we come back. Let's discuss a little bit that interview. This segment of the podcast is exclusively sponsored by Pure Talk. Pure Talk offers great coverage and can save your family money on your wireless bill every single month. Go to puretalk.com to find the plan that's right for you. Thank you again for listening, and thank you so much for this sponsorship, Pure Talk.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. You heard the president. He said, I'm the last interview before the votes. But you hear he has a tremendous sense of humor. He's sharp as hell. He's not, you know, this effort to compare him to Biden is so pathetic. You can hear how he just ticks things off. Boom, 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 boom. If you give him time to speak and don't interrupt him, which is what I do with my guests, period. And he's right about the things he's saying, things that wouldn't happen have happened. And he's right about the things that are going on. And there he is with the inflation numbers and the how it affects employment and how it affects the average person and so forth. Boom, boom. But it is so refreshing, in my view. Nikki Haley's running in this race to try and sabotage him. That's all. Now, you're going to hear the reporting. It's going to be nonstop. The bar is so low for Nikki Haley that if she wins in Vermont or if she wins in Massachusetts or if she wins here or there, they're going to call it a fantastic victory. It's nothing. Nikki Haley is not going to be the nominee, not even by a long shot. Period. Period. So they've created the impression that Donald Trump will win every state. So if she wins a state or two, particularly these liberal Republican states in New England. Wow. But the Republican Party is not a liberal Republican Party. She's had to move left. She's had to depend on Democrats. She's had to get funding from Democrats. That's what she's had to do. So, but they're going to look for every opportunity to say it's close. Why? Because Gavin Newsom and Jennifer Palmieri, Clinton, Hillary Clinton's former director of communications, and others have said it. She's helping Joe Biden. She's helping Joe Biden. Now, ladies and gentlemen, with all that this nation is facing, all that each of you are facing, our children, our grandchildren, when you look them in the eyes, when people come up to me, whether I'm at a craft show or at a diner or filling up my car with gas or wherever I am at the grocery store, what are we going to do? Who's going to win? Nikki Haley contributes nothing positive to the effort to take our country back and to defeat the American Marxists, the Islamists, and what the Democrat Party has become. And so the people who are endorsing her as politicians and all, these people are delusional, they are saboteurs, and they are certainly not conservatives. All these things they say about Trump, that he's a dictator. No, he isn't. That he won't comply with the Constitution. When it's Joe Biden who won't comply with the Constitution. When it's Joe Biden who stiffed the Supreme Court on two rulings. He said, catch me if you can. And of course, they can't. It's Joe Biden who won't follow the immigration laws with the borders wide open. It's Joe Biden who's lawless. It's Joe Biden who's shredding the Constitution. This ballot attack. He was all for it. As I'm trying to explain, this is what totalitarians do. They project their own conduct, their own policies, their own ideology on their opponents because they try to destroy them. So Joe Biden's now defending democracy, saved democracy. He has his election, he says, save democracy. Also shows you what a sick bastard the guy is. He saved democracy? Joe Biden saved democracy? Been on the public dole his entire life, either ours or communist China's? Save democracy? Seriously? Now, for those of you who are wondering, since one of the first two states where the elections, the polls have closed, the bigger one being Virginia than Vermont. In Virginia, we have a problem. The counties outside of Washington, D.C., or the tail that wagged the dog. They're the tail that wagged the rest of the state with a few exceptions. They're very heavily populated. Many of the people are relatively recent people who've moved in. Most of them work for the federal government or state government or some appendage, a contractor, something of that sort. Many of them also moved to Northern Virginia from Washington, D.C. and Maryland. So they bring their voting habits and their ideology with them while they're escaping Maryland. I call them locusts. They destroyed one state, now they destroy another. And so that is not your typical Republican who's voting in these counties. When I first moved to Loudoun County, what was it? Over 20 years ago now, I was looking to move to an exurb. It's not an exurb anymore. They're building townhouses and condominiums and apartment buildings as fast as they're building Starbucks anywhere in the country. They're just popping up all over the place. single-family homes. They're barely building those. It's either a dictate, as we've talked about, from the Department of Housing in Washington, D.C., or it's just what these counties do. And most of these developers are Republicans who are liberal, who favor big government, who oppose cultural conservatism, but they're not Marxists either, obviously. So the Republicans, typically in name only. Because they need government. They need a lot of government, and they need your taxes. That's what's going on in Virginia. In a 30, 40-mile radius from Washington, D.C. So the Washington, D.C. mentality in many ways has become a cancer, a poison that has metastasized in what was a bright red state at one point. And of course, there's the issue of immigration. Virginia has received an enormous number of immigrants, and not just under Biden. And that's because the Capitol is right next door. And that's what people, where you go? I'm going to Washington, I'm going to New York, I'm going to L.A. That's pretty much what they say, even though obviously they go everywhere. So Virginia is not a red state. I would argue Virginia is not even a purple state anymore. It's a light blue state. And when I first came in the Reagan administration and lived in Virginia, in my wildest dreams, I never thought that would happen any more than I would have thought Georgia would become a purple or light blue state. The Democrats are marching through the country like crap through a goose. That's why your borders are open, for among other reasons, but that's a primary reason to finish the job. Where now Ted Cruz really is facing possible defeat. Where California is a solidly blue state, the home of Ronald Reagan. Just a little bit of history for those who are younger than I am. In 1980, when Reagan won a massive landslide, the pundits were writing back then that the Republicans will win the presidency as far as the eye can see. Why? Because California was red. Texas was red. You had Arizona was red. Nevada was red. New Mexico was red. Yeah, believe it or not. All these places were red that are not red anymore. What's interesting now is there's a bit of a switch here. The reason Reagan won massive landslides was not only because Carter and Mondale were so awful. It's because Reagan not only tapped into the typical conservative core of the Republican Party, he tapped into blue-collar Democrat America. Not even establishment Republicans. Reagan faced the Bush family that opposed him. Reagan faced the Ford family that opposed him, the Rockefellers who opposed him, within his own party. They tried to stop him in 76, but in 1980 especially, they threw multiple candidates against him. They threw John Anderson, who was sort of the Nikki Haley of his day, became a third-party candidate, did pretty well. But even with three candidates winning, Reagan got over 50% of the popular vote. Now, the demographics have changed, and they've changed purposefully. That's the plan. That's the plan. They tell you that's the plan. Because they're racist. Oh, we're going to have more brown and black people than white people. No, we're Americans. Why don't you look at our blood? It's red. But that's not how they think, the Marxists, the civil rights Marxists. And so this is what's happened to the country. The demographic changes, the movement of people in failed blue states to red states who keep voting their blue state patterns. It's insane, but they do it. We also now have a media that is far more ideological and certainly out of the closet ideologically than ever before in American history. I wrote a whole book on it. And so just be careful that you don't get sucked into whatever the spin is. Donald Trump is going to be the Republican nominee no matter what happens tonight in any state, in any county, in any state, or any of the rest of it. He's going to be the nominee. And what Nikki Haley is doing is selfish. What she's doing is grifting. What she's doing is self-aggrandizement, trying to position herself for only what she knows she's trying to position herself for. The I told you so crowd, like the Wall Street Journal, they sabotage Trump, they undermine Trump, while they pretend that they're the real great thinkers. They're the real great strategists. They're the real people who really want to defeat Biden when, in fact, they're giving aid and comfort to Biden. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Pure Talk believes in American values and that free should mean exactly that, free. Switch to Pure Talk today and get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. No four-line requirement, no activation fees, just a Samsung that's built to last with a rugged screen, quick charging battery, and top-tier data security. Qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data, and mobile hotspot. Pure Talk will connect you to the most dependable 5G network in America for half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year. So let Pure Talk's expert U.S. customer service team help you make the switch today. Just go to puretalk.com/Levin, L-E-V-I-N, and claim your eligibility for your free brand new Samsung 5G smartphone and start saving on wireless today. Again, go to puretalk.com/Levin to switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Ladies and gentlemen, the Daily Mail is reporting that the Biden administration actually flew into the United States hundreds of thousands of immigrants. I guess they weren't immigrants until they flew them into the United States. And they're standing behind their story, as crazy as it sounds, as nutty as it sounds. Here's what it says. It also revealed Biden's CBP is refusing to disclose airports where it is flying undocumented aliens from other countries into the United States. It comes amid a continued flow of migrants over the southern border. Customs and Border Patrol, CBP. Biden's expansion of the CBP One app allows migrants to apply for asylum in their country, be flown to the United States, and given 2 years to obtain legal status. This is revolution by illegal immigration, Mr. Producer. While Biden's going to be screaming about democracy, I just hope people who are voting for Nikki Haley, I especially hope people who are Democrats who do not believe in this stuff, that you understand the party has left you. It's the party of AOC. It's the party of Hakeem Jeffries. It's the party of the border to the sea crowd. It's the party of the professorial Marxists. That's what it is. It's not the party of blue-collar America. It's not the party of common-sense America. It is a radicalized party. This is a revolution by illegal immigration. That is exactly what this is. Joe Biden's administration has admitted transporting migrants on secret flights into the United States. And lawyers for its immigration agencies claim revealing the locations could create national security vulnerabilities. In other words, we got to keep America in the dark. How come Joe Biden didn't tell us this? Because he's a believer in democracy? How come Kamala Harris didn't tell us this? How come Nancy Pelosi and Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries didn't tell us this? Did they know about it? Sure they did. In Vermont, it's 2% in, folks. That's why I'm not going to. Trump has 61%. Haley has 35% among the Republicans. Remember, every one of these is an open primary. Every single one of them. And in Virginia, 9% in, but wait until Northern Virginia comes in. Trump's at 65.3, Haley at 32.6. All right. While the record numbers of migrants were flowing over the southern border last year, the Biden White House was also directly transporting them into the country. This is so unbelievable. Just vote on the bipartisan legislation. I'll secure the border. While they're doing this behind our backs without the American people knowing. Is that how republicanism is supposed to work? Is that how, quote unquote, democracy is supposed to work, America? Use of a cell phone app has allowed for the near undetected arrival by air of 320,000 aliens with no legal rights to enter the United States. It comes after a controversy over a 2022 transport program in which the administration used your tax dollars to move migrants throughout the country on overnight flights. This is an invasion. It's an invasion paid for by you through the Biden administration. We have criminals coming. We have terrorists who are coming. Some are caught. Drug cartels, drugs through the communist Chinese that are killing Americans. Slavery all up and down the southern border. And they're flying aliens, foreigners, into the United States, giving them 2 years to claim legal status. This is an impeachable offense. I keep saying it over and over. This is an impeachable offense. Included in details of a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit first reported by Todd Bentsman of the Center for Immigration Studies. And by the way, CIS is fantastic. The best. Found Biden's CBP approved the latest secretive flights that transported hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants from foreign countries to at least 43 different American airports from January through December 2023. And this jerk has the gall to go out there and blame Trump and the Republicans, hiding behind a phony bipartisan bill that had three Republicans supporting it. The program was part of Biden's expansion of the CBP One app, which kicked off at the start of last year. Who gives apps? Who gives out app information to people who want to come here illegally? A country that seeks to destroy itself. Migrants were able, under Biden's expansion, to apply for asylum using the app from their home countries. But the Center for Immigration Studies notes that the transportation of these migrants directly to the United States is one of the lesser known uses of the app. Aliens who cannot legally enter the United States use the Biden app. That's what it is, the Biden app, for travel authorization and temporary humanitarian release from those airports. And under the parole release, migrants were able to remain in the U.S. for 2 years without obtaining legal status, meanwhile are eligible for work authorization. If you are a blue-collar Democrat, if you are a laborer, as we call folks, and you're voting for Biden, you're voting not only to destroy our country, but your own family and your own income. They're giving out work permits, flying foreigners into the country, giving them welfare benefits, giving them work permits, and then giving them legal status in 2 years. Pure Talk believes in American values and that free should mean exactly that, free. Switch to Pure Talk today and get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. No four-line requirement, no activation fees, just a Samsung that's built to last with a rugged screen, quick charging battery, and top-tier data security. Qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data, and mobile hotspot. Pure Talk will connect you to the most dependable 5G network in America for half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year. So let Pure Talk's expert U.S. customer service team help you make the switch today. Just go to puretalk.com/Levin, L-E-V-I-N, and claim your eligibility for your free brand new Samsung 5G smartphone and start saving on wireless today. Again, go to puretalk.com/Levin to switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
Blasting conservative fire. The Mark Levin Show. Call in now at 877-381-3811.
I'm not done with this. This is not only outrageous as a matter of policy. This is a tremendous breach of faith with the American people. That they're doing this, that they're deceiving us, that they're concealing it from us. Well, this bastard's running around blaming Republicans and Trump and his bipartisan bill. He shuffles down there for an hour or two to the border, the least traveled part of the border. It's like Palestine, Ohio. This guy doesn't give a damn about working Americans, blue-collar work Americans. He doesn't give a damn about this country. Not in the least. How do you sleep at night with yourself? How do you do that, knowing all the inhumanity that you've unleashed on the southern border and starting now on the northern border? How do you do this when you know you're bringing people in here who have no connection with this country, and you're allowing them to get work passes to compete against our own American citizens, for crying out loud? What the hell is this? How do you live with yourself when you know how many people are dying from the drugs, and that the drug cartels and the Venezuela gangs and MS-13 are getting footholds in all of our communities? How the hell do you live with yourself knowing that you're doing this to the American people? And he's going to give that propaganda crap speech, the State of the Union speech, and he's going to be pointing his finger at everybody else. Oh, I'm saving democracy. Matter of fact, I saved democracy. Trump is a this and a that. Trump did nothing of the kind. Look in the mirror. Look around you. What the hell's going on in this country? It's not Trump. It's Biden. I'm not done with this. There's more to this article. And if CIS, a fantastic group, really a fantastic group, Center for Immigration Studies, I've quoted them in several of my books. If they hadn't been litigating, if they hadn't been around, if they hadn't filed the Freedom of Information Act, if they hadn't litigated it, we wouldn't know any of this. By the way, Donald Trump is the declared winner in Virginia, the Republican primary. I suspect that Nikki Haley will claim victory, but I don't know. I came in second, so that's very big. I'm the only one that can beat Biden. You can't get the nomination. I know, but if I can get through these reprobates and Neanderthals in the Republican Party, you know. Wow. Donald Trump won in Loudoun County, Virginia, my county, 51.8% to 45.8%. That is a big deal. That is a big deal. Just stick with me. Let's see here. Henrico County, it's kind of an outer suburb. Trump got 60% of the vote. That is a big deal. But Loudoun County is kind of a bellwether county, unfortunately. And Donald Trump whipped her. And I wonder what all those Republicans in Virginia who led the way for Nikki, she's the only one can win. Really? Then you have more suburban rural counties. Mecklenburg, he gets almost 80%. Halifax County, 90%. This is the rural parts. Brunswick County, 84%. This is why Virginia used to be red, 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 red. Wythe County, 87%. Let's look here. Buchanan County, small, tiny county, 90%. Dickinson County, 92.5%. As we go further and further southwest, which is very southern, but that's a big deal. He's clobbering her in Virginia. Again, only 30% of the vote in. So when the suburbs come in and Washington, she'll pick up some numbers. Oh, but she's leading in Vermont. Maybe she could run for governor of Vermont, Mr. Producer. Didn't Vermont produce Bernie Sanders, or am I missing something? So she's strong in Washington, D.C., strong in Vermont, and there are conservatives in Vermont who listen to this program, and I love you folks. Obviously, I'm not talking about you. Oh, the Haley juggernaut, my God! D.C. and Vermont, maybe. And we'll see what happens in Massachusetts. But I'm counting. There's a lot of conservatives there in the Republican Party. We'll see what happens. But Donald Trump can't win. Well, they said that in 2016. You know, it's what I've told you many, many times when people say to me, are you an optimist or pessimistic? Are you optimistic that Trump can win, or pessimistic? What do I say? What did Patton say when he was racing towards the Battle of the Bulge to try and stop the Germans and back up our armed forces there? When he didn't have enough fuel. They didn't think he had enough time. But he got more fuel, and he got there in time. You don't sit around and navel gaze. Let's see, am I an optimist or am I a pessimist? Who cares? Who cares? People go, who's going to win? Why does it matter what I say? How is that going to produce anything? In your own role, in your own life, you, not we. What does that mean, we? You have to do something. And you know what to do. You know who's in your family circle, your circle of friends, your colleagues. You know what to do. Spread the word. Have them read certain literature, my books, anything. You know what to do. You've got to contribute to saving the country, saving your generation, future generations, your kids, your grandkids, the country. And this is the time. This is the place. There's no tomorrow. This is it. Right now. All right, let me circle back. I don't forget. To this absolute stunning betrayal of the American people by Joe Biden. To recap for those people who are just listening, this isn't a supposition. This is the truth. The Biden administration admits to flying 320,000 migrants secretly into the United States to reduce the number of crossings at the border. And they're creating national security vulnerabilities. So a couple of things are going on here. They're using the Biden app to contact our government, to tell them where they are, when they want to leave, and the government contacts them, tells them what airport to go to, what airline, or military flight, or whatever it is. They're flying them into the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, 250,000 people. I want you to think about this. That's not even a small city. That's a real city. Flying them into the United States on top of all the other stuff that's going on the southern and northern borders. On top of that. That's right, Vermont. You vote for Nikki Haley. Let's see how she fixes things. Go ahead. I'm just making a point. He doesn't tell the American people. Look how he lies. Look what a slimeball this man is. He and his party and his media. They go out there talking about this bipartisan bill that only if the Republicans had voted for it would they secure the bill, which is a bald-faced lie on its face. But nonetheless, while they're flying 250,000 aliens into our country, making them legal, giving them a 2-year right to stay in the United States, to apply for asylum, and 2 years to obtain legal status, which they're going to fast track, and in the meantime, while they're here, give them a work visa to compete against American citizens. And they're competing against American citizens who are at the bottom of the rung of the ladder in most cases, who need to get that step on the ladder to work their way up. So I would say this to Mark Cuban, a multi-billionaire, but stupid ass. I would say this to Charles Barkley, multi-millionaire. I used to like him. Turns out he's a stupid ass, too. He's going to punch any black person who votes for Trump in the face. Wow. What a putz. Mark Cuban, I would vote for Joe Biden even if he was receiving last rites. These are people who are wealthy enough where nothing affects them. Nothing affects Mark Cuban. He just sold his basketball team for multiple billions. Nothing affects Charles Barkley. He's got a steady gig, several steady gigs. He can say whatever he wants. He'll get paid whatever he wants. That's pretty shocking. Whether it's Barkley, whether it's Mark Cuban, whether it's these millionaire, billionaire, Hollywood types, athletic types, TV, whoever they are, They're so disconnected from what's going on in this country. What about you, Mark? I sit behind this microphone. I hear from you people. I'm more connected with what's going on in this country than virtually anybody else, other than people who do what I do. And they're totally, totally disconnected. They can afford anything at a grocery store if it goes up 50 times. Anything at a restaurant. These aren't men and women who get dirt under their fingernails. Barkley doesn't get dirt under his fingernails. Mark Cuban probably gets his fingernails done at some parlor somewhere. Same with the rest of them. They benefit from the media. They make money because of all the media presence they have. They are phony civil rights activists. They are phony social activists. They don't do a damn thing for this country. Nothing. Nothing. You've got coal miners out of work. You've got steel workers out of work. You've got people who work in the oil fields and build pipelines out of work. You got farmers and ranchers who are suffering, who are barely holding on, about to go broke. Commercial fishermen have been put out of business. How the hell do people think we get food on the table? Truckers are being targeted. Diesel fuel, you have a combustion engine and an 18-wheeler? Oh, we've got an electric vehicle for you. No, they don't. And can you imagine having to stop every 300 miles and plug it in and sit there for 3 hours? You already see these lines of truckers when they're trying to fuel up. Can you imagine all of them trying to get electricity into their vehicle? I mean, the whole thing is insane. The Democrat Party has left you. The Democrat Party doesn't represent you anymore. They represent the Marxists. They represent the Islamists. They represent every reprobate, miscreant, and malcontent who hates the country. Many of you have fought for the country. Many of you have ancestors who fought for the country. This is not your party, the Democrat Party. Joe Biden is not your president. He's the president for Hamas and Iran and Hezbollah. He's the president for illegal aliens and foreigners all over the world. He's the president for criminals, for Soros prosecutors. He's trying to put his opponent in prison, for God's sakes. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Pure Talk believes in American values and that free should mean exactly that, free. Switch to Pure Talk today and get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. No four-line requirement, no activation fees, just a Samsung that's built to last with a rugged screen, quick charging battery, and top-tier data security. Qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data, and mobile hotspot. Pure Talk will connect you to the most dependable 5G network in America for half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year. So let Pure Talk's expert U.S. customer service team help you make the switch today. Just go to puretalk.com/Levin, L-E-V-I-N, and claim your eligibility for your free brand new Samsung 5G smartphone and start saving on wireless today. Again, go to puretalk.com/Levin to switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
I'm going to finish this article. There are the aspects of it that I think are very important. Let's see down here. Let's scroll down.
Included in the details of the Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, first reported by the CIS, listen to this. These secretive flights that transported hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants from foreign countries into the United States, they've flown them into at least 43 different American airports in the last year. It was part of Biden's expansion of his Biden app program, which kicked off at the start of last year. Migrants were able, under Biden's expansion, to apply for asylum using the app from their home country. You know, I used to make a joke with you folks. I used to say, why bother bringing people here? Let's just say everybody's a citizen. Well, this is the next best thing as far as Biden's concerned. We can't bring everybody here, but let's give them maps. They can tell us where they are, and we can go get them. We're running an Uber service, a Lyft service, a taxi service in the air with our airlines, bringing into the country a third of a million aliens, making them legal, putting them in immediate line for work to compete against American citizens. 2 years, they're allowed to stay here legally while they get legal status, ladies and gentlemen. No country on the face of the earth would even think about doing this. None. They hate us. They hate the country. And people are still going to vote for them. It's stunning. I'll be right back. You know, I recently learned about Fast-Growing Trees, the biggest online nursery in the United States with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants. They have everything you could want, fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and much more. My wife and I take pride in our home, and that includes having a landscape that brings us serenity. And you, too, can find the perfect fit for your home based on your climate and space. Visit FastGrowingTrees.com. Use code LEVIN, L-E-V-I-N, at checkout. Get an additional 15% off your first purchase from their already very low prices. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And they offer a 30-day alive and thrive guarantee with free plant consultation forever. Right now, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants. And again, my listeners get an additional 15% off on their first purchase when using the code LEVIN at checkout. That's fastgrowingtrees.com, code L-E-V-I-N. Now, the offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. Please visit fastgrowingtrees.com for details.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. North Carolina has now been called for Trump. Vermont is holding out. You better believe Nikki Haley is breathlessly, desperately hoping she can hold on in Vermont. Virginia's closed. Trump wins North Carolina. Now, other states have closed. We're monitoring this. We're looking at like four sites. Now, what states? We have Alabama closed at 7 p.m. local time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. Maine, depending on the municipality and its population, 8 p.m. Eastern time for the most part. Massachusetts is closed, 8 p.m. Eastern time. Oklahoma is closed, 7 p.m. local time, 8 p.m. Eastern time. Tennessee has closed, 7 p.m. local time, 8 p.m. Eastern time, meaning now. Now, Texas. We have most of the state that closes at 7 p.m. Central. That would be 8 p.m. Eastern. But there are counties in West Texas that are on mountain time, and they close at 9 p.m. Eastern. Big damn state. And then Arkansas, which closes at, let me see, 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. So that's where we are. We're monitoring all of them. You don't need to go anywhere. I'm an old hat at this. Unlike most of these people talking about it, I've been involved in presidential campaigns and primaries. And so much of what is said is repetition or static. Some of it's good. Don't get me wrong. But Nikki Haley's depending on New England. Now, in the general election, let me suggest to you that it'd be very difficult for a Republican to win Vermont or Massachusetts, or maybe even Maine. Maine, you have a shot at Maine, at least one of the two Electoral College votes. Susan Collins' reputation is on the line as far as I'm concerned. She endorsed Nikki Haley. She's a dead-ender, Susan Collins. She's a mess. Lisa Murkowski, who is despised by majority Alaskans, they changed the voting system there for her to make it very difficult to defeat her. They adopted the California voting system. And by the way, while we're at California, you know who's running there on the, Mr. Producer, don't you? Steve Garvey. You ever hear him? Hall of Famer. Man, I used to watch that guy. Not big, but his arms, his forearms were like vices. They still are. He decided to jump in, and there they have a screwy voting system, but it appears that he has been in the past, the poll show, I don't know yet, it's way too early, obviously, California's not closed. He was very close with Adam Schiff, electorally. And so my recollection is it's the top two vote getter, but we'll see. Whatever it is, it is. But there is that. And so we don't have anything else to call yet. Of course, Biden is winning all the states because, you know, it's what Democrats do. He could be a kumquat and they would vote for him. You heard what the idiot said. The owners of the Mavericks, or was. What's his name again? I'm just kidding. But you're right. Mark Cuban? Is he a Castro Cuban? I don't know. He doesn't care if Joe Biden is brain dead altogether. That's what he pretty much said. He'd still vote for him. And why wouldn't he? He's a multi-billionaire. He's doing perfectly fine. With inflation, billionaires become multi-billionaires. Millionaires become multi-millionaires. It doesn't bother them. They're not struggling to pay their bills. Food prices, fast food prices, utility prices, gasoline prices, and all the rest. They can lie about the statistics burping out of Washington, D.C. all they want. All they want. But that's what's happening. And while we're waiting for more results, because it's very early, Jamie Raskin. Why is Jamie Raskin on CNN? He's a Marxist. He is a horrendous partisan. He's a liar when it comes to the Constitution. That's why he's on CNN. He could be a host. He could be a host. And, of course, he's now backing the Islamists. Well, Mark, he's Jewish. That's what I said. He's now backing the Islamists. Here he is on CNN yesterday. And the reason I'm playing this is because you're hearing more and more threats against the Supreme Court. You've lost your integrity. You've lost your objectivity. You've lost your way. You're a MAGA Trump court. And they're saying that to influence Roberts. They're saying that to influence Barrett. And they're hoping they could even pick off Kavanaugh, of course, who they tried to destroy in the most horrendous way. And hopefully Kavanaugh is strong enough to stand up to it, as Clarence Thomas has been and is. But that's the game plan. That's the game plan. Here's Jamie Raskin on CNN yesterday. These are outrageous statements made by lawyers, members of Congress that are trying desperately to intimidate justices. Cut 8, go.
Of course, the treatment of one case on a discrete legal issue does not theoretically affect the treatment of another case dealing with a different theoretical issue. On the other hand, a lot of people
have suggested... It's not a theoretical issue, you moron. It's a real issue. There's nothing theoretical about it because your side wants to litigate, criminalize, prosecute its way to victory. That's why. Go ahead.
Because this was a unanimous decision that the court wanted to do... enter into some kind of grand constitutional bargain that would restore some of the lost legitimacy of the court, and they would say, therefore, 9-0, this can't be up to the states. They
stop.
Can...
So the court has lost its legitimacy. Not this clown. Not the Democrat Party. No. No, no, they haven't lost their legitimacy. The court has lost its legitimacy. And should the court rule the wrong way on post-presidential immunity, I'm going to attack it and attack certain justices as a result of it. But I will not attack the institution. You know who taught me that, Mr. Producer? Abraham Lincoln. In the Dred Scott decision, Lincoln was disgusted and appalled. He wasn't president yet, but he was disgusted and appalled. In fact, he was running for the Senate a little bit later. Which is odd, since the legislature appointed, but he decided that he wanted to do a public campaign, regardless, to debate the issues. And so what they're doing is, you know, they talk about filibustering justices. They started it, not the Republicans. They want to pack the court. Second time in 100 years, they're trying to pack the court, you know, with their supporters. But here he's saying, if they want to get their legitimacy back, well, go ahead.
Access to the state ballot, not the federal ballot. It's up to Congress. And then in the presidential immunity case, stick with the unanimous bipartisan ruling from the D.C. Circuit.
See, he's a liar. The D.C. Circuit didn't rule anything. It was a panel of the circuit. There were three judges, one very weak, long in the tooth, Bush appointee, and two Biden appointees. So you see how he just lied there? A bipartisan ruling from the D.C. Circuit. From the D.C. Circuit. That panel prevented the D.C. Circuit, all the judges, from hearing the case. They prevented them. And so here he is, a liar, a demagogue, a propagandist, a Marxist, using a constitution he despises, a system of government he hates. The people who wrote it, adopted it, ratified it, he condemns. And there he is, telling you about upholding the Constitution. Go ahead.
Kings here, we don't have dictators.
We don't have kings here. Really, ladies and gentlemen, tell me, if we had a king and a dictator in Donald Trump, he wouldn't be facing any of this, would he? This is the same punk that will defend Hunter Biden, whether he's having sex with young girls and videotaping it, young girls whom perhaps were sold into prostitution, who bought a gun illegally. I thought he opposed that sort of thing. Who didn't register as a foreign agent, who made millions of dollars from communist countries and other enemy countries, didn't pay his taxes, ran the money through front organizations. And this jerk keeps saying, move along, don't pay attention to any of this. He just lied about the D.C. Circuit when it was a panel. He didn't tell you who was on the panel. Then he calls it bipartisan. Now the Supreme Court has a chance for integrity. Let me tell the Supreme Court members something. You rule, as these legal analysts say, you rule as these tiny little networks with no viewers, CNN and MSNBC say. They have no viewers. You rule to accommodate the New York Times, which hates your guts, which covered up the Holocaust, which has blood on its hands, which is an illegitimate corporation. You rule to accommodate them. You will destroy the office of the presidency. Mark my word. Mark my word. That's what will happen. Lawrence Tribe. Sounds like Joe Biden. Looks like Joe Biden. What another disgrace. Another hack like his buddy, former judge Michael Ludig, who's lost his mind, such as it is. These people, you can see out of every pore their anger, their sweat, their spittle dripping down their lip under their leather loafers. You can see how furious they are. Lawrence Tribe was wrong about everything. But that's why he's on MSNBC. Remember, MSNBC and CNN put guests on not because they're good, not because they're substantive, not because they're accurate, but because they say what MSNBC wants to project. They say what CNN wants to project. The little squirrely producers and directors and the hosts, people behind the scenes, hiding in the dark, they're the ones that do the booking and push these people out. I can hear Jake Tapper too say, hey, let's get Ludig on. Here's Tribe, cut nine, go.
They could have gone in either of two directions. And there's only one possible reason for going in the direction they did. And that was they were doing a favor to oath-breaking insurrectionists.
There you go. That's it. They didn't have an intelligent thought. They didn't make the case. Everybody knows Section 3 of the 14th Amendment allows one individual in Maine, a former traffic judge in Illinois, and a almost evenly split Supreme Court in Colorado to decide the presidency. Everybody knows that. That's obviously what the 14th Amendment, Section 3, was always all about. It says that we didn't understand it. It's revealed itself. It's revealed itself to our law professor friends, to our judge friends. It's revealed itself to MSNBC and CNN. Nobody ever knew it before. Now we all know. The one a-hole in one lower court elected judicial position in Chicago, one a-hole, former ACLU lackey, can make the decision in Maine. Four so-called Supreme Court justices opposed by the other three, all Democrats in Colorado, without due process, without anything, they can decide the ballots in Colorado, in Illinois, and Maine. Who knew? And because these stupid justices didn't rule the way Lawrence Tribe said they should, or the Marxists, Raskin said they should, or all the rest of them said they should, well, it's an illegitimate court. Now we're going to really see who's serious about the Constitution, who can withstand the pressure in the immunity decision. Even Turley's on TV saying, you know, it's a harder case. It's a hard case because the Democrats brought the case. It's actually a very easy case. It's an easy case. It's a case of first impression, yes, but it's an easy case. Donald Trump is the winner in Tennessee, the projected winner in Tennessee. Now you're going to see him racking up a whole bunch of states as you move out of New England. But he's even racking up there, I think. We'll see. Nikki Haley is hanging on every... Please, Vermont. Please, Maine. Please. Beautiful places. Some very solid conservatives. But they're mostly home to former hippies and stuff. I'm not talking about the patriots there, so please hang in there. I'm talking about your other friends. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
The best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology that helps quickly destroy many viruses, odors, mold, and more. How do I know? I have it right here on my desk. People all over the nation are raving over how well the Thunderstorm helps freshen their homes. Musty, mildew smells just vanish after just a few seconds with the Thunderstorm being on. With thousands of five-star reviews, you know it works. Any odor will disappear when you use the Thunderstorm. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, dirty diapers, and more are no match. And best of all, no filters to buy. Right now, you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. You'll get three units for under $200. That's a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers that can go for over $600. And with this special offer, you're getting three units for under $200. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Put in discount code MARK3. That's MARK3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code MARK3.
I understand Biden has massive leads in Gaza, Iran, Lebanon, the Palestinian territories, China, North Korea, Cuba, Russia, and Venezuela. He's running the table in Marxist, terrorist, and fascistic regimes across the planet. He is definitely their preferred candidate. And I thought I'd mention that. Now, not enough numbers are in for a couple of states, but I will check with the Mark Levin election table, which consists of three of us, me, myself, and I. So I am projecting Donald Trump wins the Republican primary in Texas. I don't have a lot of numbers, and I don't care. I am projecting that Donald Trump wins the Republican primary in Arkansas. I don't have any numbers, but that's a projection. We'll see what happens in Maine and Massachusetts. My guess is that Donald Trump does pretty well there. It's neck and neck in Vermont. Because we all know as Vermont goes, so goes the nation. Certainly so goes Bernie Sanders. I feel sorry for the Republicans in Vermont, especially the conservatives, not so much the rhinos. It's a beautiful place, I understand. I'm sure I've driven through there once or twice.
You know, I drive like a man bat out of hell. When I'm driving long distances, Mr. President, if I have to drive north towards New England, honest folks, I don't have time to look around. The trees are beautiful, one state to the next and so forth. And this is why my wife and I talk about it. One day when I retire, all right, backbenchers, slow down, don't get excited. One day when I retire, we're going to take an RV and we're going to travel from one end of the country to the other. We're going to stop, not care about the big cities. We're going to stop in the little towns, in the diners, something I've always wanted to do since I was a kid. Take a couple months off and just do it. Maybe we'll drive from Maine to Key West. I love Key West. Then back up, across the country, obviously toward the West Coast. Doesn't that sound cool, Mr. Producer? Something I've always wanted to do. And my wife, too. Oklahoma is Trump. I'm just calling him. Oklahoma actually is Trump, I think. So he's running the table so far. We have a few states that will wind up voting for Biden, as a matter of fact. And Nikki Haley will come out and she will tell you he can't win as she continues to sabotage him, as the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal continues to sabotage him, as certain writers at National Review sabotage him, as the Republican establishment, that is the ruling class who've driven this country into the toilet, as they sabotage him as well. So we should have more information for you. Stick with us. Hello. Stick with us. As soon as I have it, you'll have it. I'll be right back.
If the world seems so confusing, Mike will be glad to clear that up for you. Call him now at 877-381-3811.
Maine has gone for Trump. Thank you, Maine. Beautiful state, by the way. Susan Collins loses in Maine. It's her home state, obviously. She endorsed Nikki Haley. But Susan Collins always does whatever she wants, regardless of what the people of Maine want. She actually wins election because the Democrats there are so nuts that it makes Susan Collins look like Calvin Coolidge. I mean, look like Calvin Coolidge, Mr. Producer. So just to recap, Vermont is out, but Trump is leading. Trump won Virginia. He won North Carolina. He won Alabama. He won Maine. He won Oklahoma. He won Tennessee. He's going to win Arkansas. He's going to win Texas. Let's see what else here. And Massachusetts isn't in, but I bet he wins Massachusetts, too. 9 p.m. when we're off the air. Colorado, Minnesota. Did you know Minnesota has the biggest population of Islamists, Mr. Producer? Did you know that? Around Minnesota, St. Paul, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Then, of course, the big enchilada, California. 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. local, Utah. That'll go for Trump. Alaska, that'll go for Trump, too. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Mark Levin Show Decision Desk is prepared to project Donald Trump massive landslide on Super Tuesday. I want you to keep something in mind, though. If Judge Chutkan had had her way, if this rogue buffoon, Jack Smith, had had his way, Donald Trump would be in the second day of his trial under the Ku Klux Klan Act, the Enron Obstruction Act, and the Federal Contractor Act, which they call insurrection, which, of course, has nothing to do with it. He'd be in the second day on his trial. Can you imagine that? That's what they wanted. That's why Joe Biden is so frustrated today. They've had to actually bring out an extra pair of Depends for him. Joe, you're so angry. Can I get you an ice cream cone? Can I get you an ice cream cone? Will that help you?
No, damn it. And that Netanyahu, F him too, F him. And that Trump, he's a danger to the democracy. And where's my shoes?
Mr. President, you're wearing them.
How dare you challenge me?
Would you like an ice cream? Yes, I would, actually. Vanilla, please. Okay, we can do that. By the way, where's that dog of yours? You know, ran around biting everybody? I don't know. What dog? Never had a dog, you know. What dog? And so, in the Democrat primary, they're still voting for him. Mark Cuban has just exposed himself as one of the biggest schmucks on the face of the earth. The luckiest billionaire in America. He hit it right at the right time and hasn't done crap since. He was on that show. What the hell is that show I like? Shark Tank. Obnoxious. I like the other guy, the bald guy. What's his name? He's showing up on Fox now. Mr. Wonderful. He is pretty good. I also like the lady from the Home Shopping Network. She's good. I like the African-American gentleman. I just can't remember his name. And the guy on the end, he's annoying. The one in the commercials on the private jet, you can do this too. You just take out your phone. Excuse me. Are you an idiot? Yeah, I'll take out my phone with the app. I need a flight. Who does that? Well, some people in our business do. I don't do that. I fly commercial. I don't even fly first class. You know what I do? I try to get the exit row or more foot room. That's it. If I get the exit row or more foot room, I am happy. I'm thrilled. That's all. That's all. I don't need a private jet. I don't even understand that. But I'm a common man, you know. Common man. I work with the people. Oh, in Vermont, Nikki Haley is 11,119 votes. Trump is 10,955 votes with 38% of the vote. Mr. Producer, I could go do a book signing and I'd get 10,000 people. No offense. But you watch Nikki. Every time she loses, she wins. And so the media is really myopic now. They're all looking at Vermont. Which county went which way? What? Wait a minute now. This county in Vermont, Vermont is a county for all intents and purposes. And I say that again as somebody who loves the conservatives in Vermont. I really do. The people in Burlington know it. I'm on the radio there. Fantastic audience. Fantastic. But we have to be honest about that. Vermont is a county, basically. And so when they break it into counties, other counties, it's more like townships. I just told you with almost 40% of the vote in, 22,000 people have voted in the Republican primary. And the national media is obsessed. My God, is it possible? She may, who cares? It's over. You should be enjoying this, America. Finally, there's victories. Now, it's within the Republican Party, but there's still victories. In fact, it's a landslide. Oh, my God. Who's up now, Mr. Producer? Oh, my Lord. The architect. The architect who is essentially the architect of the Leaning Tower of Pisa. The architect of the 2000 election, which we almost lost. That's the architect. The architect who supported, just being honest, nothing personal at all. Not at all. Gerald Ford over Reagan, Bush over Reagan. Who am I talking about? Mitch McConnell, of course. Who do you think I'm talking about? I'm talking about Mitch McConnell. But the architect is now telling us how Nikki Haley's really duking it out and doing a fantastic job. Did you know that, Mr. Producer? Oh, yes. Fantastic. She's getting 38% here, 40% there, 23% there. You know, when Donald Trump ran in 2016, he wasn't getting the numbers he's getting now because some of the candidates hung in there a long time. You had Ted Cruz, who gave him a real big fight, won several states. Rubio hung on for a while. You had, who's that jerk from Ohio? What's his name? John Kasich. Yeah, is he still around? Must be on CNN. Nobody's ever heard of him again. Kasich. Remember Kasich, when I knew him early on, he used to tell me what a conservative he is. These people are nuts. Absolutely crazy. So we'll see what happens. No, we don't. We know what's going to happen. Just because people show up on TV wearing suits or nice dresses, all freshly pressed, and ties, or nice brooches. And they get their hair done, if they have hair. See, I don't have to worry about that. And they put their makeup on, and they get in front of a camera. Doesn't mean they know crap. You know what I'd like to see, Mr. Producer? I'd like to see an organization out there. Maybe the networks themselves. Keep track of the accuracy of all these predictions and all these comments of all these so-called experts. And then those who are wrong so often, broom them out of the way. Just broom them out because it's ridiculous. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's very, very close in Vermont. Nikki Haley has a 212-vote lead right now. We are sweating that one. And I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Well, Donald Trump, hard-fought battle in Alabama and Arkansas, but he's won the primaries there. I already called it, of course. I use my scientific algorithm. I said, wait a minute, is Alabama? Trump will win. Then I did the same thing in Arkansas. Arkansas? Okay. Trump will win there too. Now, what's actually quite remarkable is that Nikki Haley got crushed in Virginia. Crushed. My God. And so, by the time we leave the air, we probably won't have the answer to Massachusetts and so forth. But I'll call that one ahead, and I'll say that Trump wins the Republican primary there. As Maine goes, so does Massachusetts. Do you ever hear that, Mr. Producer? Something like that. As Vermont goes, so goes Moscow. But listen, again, I want to thank all of our loyal, patriotic listeners in Vermont, and you know better than I what the hell is going on in Vermont. So Susan Collins is a loser tonight in Maine. She endorsed Nikki Haley. We can't forget Chris Sununu is a loser in New Hampshire. He endorsed Haley. She's taken down the whole Rhino ship with her. Nikki Haley is the SS Rhino Titanic. The boat's going down. Here's Joe Biden in an interview today. Democracy's on the line. I saved the country. Me. Mr. Befuddlement, I saved the nation from Donald Trump. Democracy. And I have to continue to defend it. You must elect me. That's how he hopes to get your vote. And the media will do everything they can to help him. Cut two in an interview today. Go.
Well, I think what's at stake for everyone, and particularly the black voters, is that...
Now, it's funny that Biden identifies with the black voters. I would ask the black people in this country, many of whom listen to this program, I would ask you a question. The only time you see Donald Trump is when he's running for office. Is that not true? Is that not correct? The only time you see Donald Trump is when he wants your vote. He's not there for school choice. He's not there to help you with crime in the streets. He's in the drug traffickers. He's taking money out of your communities and giving them to illegal aliens. What exactly is Donald Trump doing for the black community? Can somebody please tell me? I don't want to hear from Charles Barkley and schmucks like that. I want to hear from people in the community. In the community. What has he done? What's he doing? Reminds me of Scranton, Pennsylvania. The only time he comes to Scranton is when he wants the votes. He wants the background. Only time he goes to Palestine, Ohio, is when he wants to use the people as a backdrop. Only time he goes to the border twice in half a century. He goes to parts of the border where the migrants are not. He doesn't talk to them. He doesn't talk to the ranchers. He doesn't talk to the farmers. He doesn't talk to the people who have to live this day in and day out. He's there for a photo op. He goes to the least trafficked areas. Twice now. He doesn't want to see what he's done. And his handlers tell me, you know, you're the greatest president ever. How do you know that? Mark Cuban said so. Charles Barkley said, oh, well, okay, I can identify with them. Dumbasses. Excuse my French. Don't like using the word dumb. Go ahead, Mr. Producer.
When I ran in 2020, and the black community was really significant in my winning in the first place. When I ran in 2020, I said democracy is at stake, and the press said, oh, wait a minute, that's an exaggeration.
Except the the press always exaggerates about Joe. They never defend him. They never burp up his statements. They never read from the White House talking points to the DNC. You know, poor Joe, the press said. He always sounds like his teeth are coming out of his head, doesn't he? I said democracy's on the line. It was. It is, you jackass, and it's because of you. And I want the black community to remember this is the only man running for president who opposed the integration of our public schools, who worked with the segregationists and racists, who filibustered the 64, 65, and 68 Civil Rights Acts. That's your man, Joe Biden. We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel, our truckers, freedom fighters everywhere, our brothers and sisters in Israel, and all of you. God bless you, and congratulations to President Trump.